Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Philadelphia's Board of Ethics reaches settlements for campaign finance violations with four city council candidates, two of whom were reelected. The story from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe.
They were small cases, but there were a lot of them, and the board is serious about its role as campaign finance watchdog. In one, Councilman Alan Dom collected $11,000 in excess contributions while running for re-election. He's agreed to turn that amount over to the city, along with a $9,000 fine. In another, Councilmember Cindy Bass neglected to report $16,000 in expenditures, mostly small payments over the course of last year. She'll pay a $2,000 fine. Nick O'Rourke, who ran unsuccessfully on the working families ticket in the general election, will pay $1,000 for failing to report a contribution from a labor PAC. And Judy Moore, who challenged Brian O'Neill for the 10th district seat, failed to report a debt to her political consultant. That'll cost her $3,500. At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.